You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, this is Laser.
And this is Aubrey.
We are the Double Clicks, and you are listening to the Flopcast. Good job!
Woo!
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 463.
Now with even more lobsters.
Kevin and Cornflake like to have coffee and cartoons, and so they turned on their microphone and made a Flopcast just for you. Might be sorry, they'll still turn your sad frown upside down. Coming at you live from Chicken Town.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Well, hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm okay, you know. I thought we'd do a short show today, just kind of relax. We've had guests the past two episodes.
Yeah, very true.
Now we can just let the place fall apart. You know, we had to clean up, get ready to have people over, you know. But now we can slack off, let the dishes pile up, let everything fall apart.
See, I showed up in a very talkative mood tonight, but you'd have a very hard time talking me out of the idea of slacking off. I mean, you don't have to tell me twice.
Let's do it. And let's start by slacking off with a little bit of National Whatever Day.
National Whatever Day!
Well, gosh, making my job easy, it seemed like there were quite a few stars that were having milestone birthdays this week, so I had my pick of who we could celebrate, and I decided that on March 22nd, we're wishing a very happy 90th birthday, Kevin, to Canadian actor, singer, and Priceline negotiator William Shatner.
Okay.
Yeah, born in 1931, so he turns 90 this year.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's an old dude.
Best known, I would say, for playing Captain James T. Kirk on the USS Enterprise on Star Trek, but he was also veteran police sergeant T.J. Hooker in the early and mid-80s.
Yes, I never watched a single episode of T.J. Hooker.
Me neither. That makes two of us.
Proud to say. Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of the 80s, Shatner has remained active all through his 80s, including like right up till last year. He released an album, his seventh album, Kevin. It was called The Blues, and it was with country singer Brad Paisley, and it hit number one on the Billboard Blues chart back in October.
Yeah, but these days, if you sell like 11 records, you're the number one record.
Not so. I sold 11 records, and mine was not a number one. I got you. You're bluffing.
I'll bet you forgot to even check. I'll bet you were number one.
Oh, you make a good point.
Yeah, see? I own a William Shatner record, actually. I think I got one of the records he did with Ben Folds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, those were weird.
Yeah.
He has a long history of decades of bizarre records.
He does, including one with Leonard Nimoy from the 90s.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, here's some cool William Shatner trivia. Shatner holds the honor of being the first Canadian actor ever here in the U.S. to star in three successful television series on three different major networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC.
Hmm, okay. I'm trying to think what some of my favorite Shatner credits are, and I'm thinking of the Saturday Night Live episode he did in the mid-80s, the notorious Star Trek convention sketch in which he tells all the nerd fans to get a life. Remember that? It was like Dana Carvey and Kevin Nealon and
yeah, I think I do.
Playing like the super Star Trek nerds, and then Shatner just can't take it anymore. He just explodes at them like it was a TV show. Get over it. But that happened like 35 years ago, and guess what? Nobody ever got over it. We're still here. Twilight Zone, we got to go back to for some classic Shatner.
Oh, right.
Did a couple of them. At least a couple of episodes starred Shatner. There's the one with the little fortune teller machine inside the diner that he gets obsessed with.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one. And then, of course, it's Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. There's a gremlin on the wing, and only Shatner sees it.
Oh, I think we've discussed it here on this show.
We probably have. Yeah, that's a classic. You haven't seen a lot of Twilight Zone, have you, though?
I have not, no.
They tend to be scary and creepy.
Creepy. Mm.
That's a good one. You might want to check that out if you want to see some classic pre-Star Trek Shatner. And yeah, he's been around. I've seen him speak at Dragon Con and I think at Rhode Island Comic Con. A few years ago, in conjunction with Boston Comic Con, they brought him out at Fenway Park to throw out the first pitch before a Red Sox game. And they also had a bunch of local costumers in like superhero costumes and stuff come out onto the field with him. So he had a big line of cosplaying people all around him as he threw out the first pitch, including, dressed as Supergirl, our friend Brittany from But First Let's Talk Nerdy.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Britt was on the field at Fenway Park with Shatner.
Very cool.
Probably the highlight of his career.
I would agree.
I think Brittany ripped his toupee off and ran the bases. And that counted. That went up on the scoreboard. That's a home run. Yeah. Check the rule books. So, okay, happy birthday, William Shatner. Why not? You never know what kind of crazy thing he's going to do next. Oh, Kingdom of the Spiders as well. He made a great spider movie in the 70s.
He did?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Look that one up, too, for some classic Shatner. I almost forgot Kingdom of the Spiders. Well, I think Cornflake today, yeah, as I said, the plan was to just goof around, recover, unwind. You had a busy weekend, right, with MarsCon?
Yeah, I am still recovering. It's amazing. I mean, we can't go anywhere these days, but I still was very actively involved in MarsCon 2021, particularly with the comedy music track from home.
Virtual MarsCon. I saw some of it.
Virtual MarsCon this year, and a couple months beforehand, the great Luke Ski did reach out to assess how I might be able to be part of the convention this year for reasons I would hope are obvious. We realized that the chances of my leading water aerobic sessions this year were pretty much slim to none. I mean, there's some logistical issues with that.
It was everybody get in your tubs. While Cornflake leads you in virtual water aerobics.
It just wasn't going to work. So it looked like I would be a very passive participant this year. But then not long before the convention, we heard from Luke Ski again. He had a special project, of course, for you and me, which I'll get around to later. But he also wanted to know who might like to be part of a small studio audience in Zoom for the performers. And I thought, well, now, is there a more fitting job for a Cornflake than to be a professional, enthusiastic audience member?
Right.
I think not. So I let him know that I was down for the cause. Showed up on Friday night from my couch. It was awesome. Not long before Beth Kinderman was set to kick off the comedy music track. For those of you who have not heard us talk about MarsCon in years past, it's a sci-fi convention generally held in Minnesota, although this year virtual. And all weekend long, it has a bunch of our friends making funny comedy music.
Yeah, you know, I tuned in to catch some of online MarsCon, the comedy music track, Saturday afternoon. And I know one of their special guests this year was John Bermuda Schwartz, the drummer for Weird Al Yankovic.
Drummer for Weird Al.
You know, so it was Luke and Stephanie. Our friends Luke and Steph were interviewing John Bermuda Schwartz. Fun interview. I enjoyed that. And then as they're winding down, Bermuda's still on the call, and I was kind of looking away, working on something. And then I hear Weird Al's drummer, Bermuda Schwartz, suddenly he says, "Hey, Cornflake's here."
Yes!
And I look up, what? What? And yeah, because you're part of the virtual audience. Suddenly at the end of the interview, the audience people start popping up on Zoom for the next concert, which was Luke. So yeah, that amused me. Bermuda saw you on Zoom.
Luke snuck in a video for a new Power Salad song where Power Salad seemingly parodied themselves. Red Beans and Rice is the new tune, and we were asked to do a little bit of dancing for that, weren't we, Kevin?
Yeah, so here's, yeah, Sunday afternoon at Virtual MarsCon. Yeah, here comes Kevin and Cornflake now making their triumphant return to MarsCon, because yeah, people might remember the goofy Power Salad song Corned Beef and Cabbage from several years ago has a crazy music video. It's out there. It's on YouTube, in which we make a very brief appearance, you and I. And yeah, Luke asked us to participate in a new music video for the new Power Salad song, Red Beans and Rice, this year. And so back to work we went, and just a couple of days before MarsCon, we had a little on Zoom video shoot, and yeah, Luke put together another wacky music video, and we are in it. So hopefully people can see that somewhere online, if not currently, then in the near future.
One of us might have had to dance hard enough to make up for the both of us. You'll just have to see for yourself.
And I loved how when Luke wrote to us to ask if we could shoot a little video for him, he storyboarded what he wanted our Zoom call to look like. And I loved it. We should have that printed like as business cards for the Flopcast.
That would be great. Yeah. I mean, why can't he do this for our show every week?
Luke could just storyboard the show every week for us. I guess it would look pretty much the same every week. It's just the two of us on Zoom. One of us looking completely miserable. Oh. I'll let you guess which.
I have to hand it to Luke and Abby, the stage manager, and all the performers. They put together a razzle-dazzle great show. Best of all, I had the comfiest seats I have ever enjoyed in the audience at MarsCon, right in my living room. So, two thumbs up for me. I loved it. Thank you, MarsCon.
Yeah, that was fun. And I think the whole thing is on YouTube, actually.
Yes, it is.
You can watch the entire MarsCon comedy music concerts, including that wacky video that we're in. That's buried in there somewhere, I believe. So check that out. We'll throw up some links to all that stuff, of course. So other than that, I don't know. We've just been flopped over, you know. As I recall, you had vowed to try to take in more TV this year.
I did. And it's not hard to do because, I mean, we have all these podcasts that are talking about various TV shows, and you always have good suggestions for me.
So what's going on? Have you been staring at the TV enough lately?
Yeah, we could bring back an old segment right now, which I think has its roots in a MarsCon from years and years ago, maybe like 2013. I started a segment on the Flopcast called Kevin, You Were Right. Do you remember this?
Vaguely. Yeah. You invented a segment called Kevin, You Were Right, and I think we only did it once.
Yep.
And it was years ago, and I've been wrong about everything ever since.
But hey.
Finally bringing it back.
This time, Kevin, you were right. I'm talking Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay. You did see Ted Lasso.
Yeah. So I was up late last night. I finally got on to Apple TV to watch Ted Lasso, but as of last night, my first viewing of Ted Lasso, I am halfway through the first season as we record this show, and I'm going to try exceedingly hard not to watch the entire rest of the season tonight after I record with you, even though I know there's five more episodes there waiting for me, because I am sleepy. But Kevin, it is so good.
Yeah, we do recommend people check out Ted Lasso if you can. Yeah, it's Apple TV, which is weird. I don't even know what Apple TV is. The mayor just sets everything up for me because I don't know how to find anything.
Yeah, it was weird.
I just pulled up my Flopcast database where I track everything that happens on the show. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, You Were Right as a segment happened only once.
Oh.
It was episode 45 in 2013. And it just says boob tree.
Yes, you were right about Boob Tree.
I was right about Boob Tree.
Okay. Yes, you're right about Boob Tree, and you're right about Ted Lasso.
All right, well, now after today's show, I can add another line to this column.
I would swear you've been right about other things between now and then, but
according to the spreadsheet, we are now up to me being right twice.
Congratulations. Hey, that's double. Good job.
That's pretty good. Anything else going on for TV? Were you watching WandaVision?
Yes.
I thought I heard a rumor that you watched WandaVision, which sort of surprised me because you're not always on board for all the Marvel stuff.
And I was like, hey, that Elizabeth Olsen, she kind of looks like...
Like the Olsen twins?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen from Full House.
Sure.
Yeah, she was remarkable. I really loved watching her performance in WandaVision.
Yeah, it was great. Everybody loves WandaVision, and all the nerds and geeks on all the other podcasts have been talking it up. So you have options if you want to hear some WandaVision talk. I mean, for our purposes around here, the Flopcast angle on this would be all those homages to TV sitcoms of the past. You know, that was so fun.
Including one point where Vision dresses up as a turkey.
Yes, we did get turkey vision at one point. Oh, yeah.
We did. We get some turkey TV.
We got classic Marvel superhero Avenger, the Vision, dressed as a turkey. It was fast. That was like part of the opening credit montage thing.
It was fast, but it was like they did it for us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I went back and got a screenshot of it.
That's the best Turkst I've ever gotten, was Vision dressed up as a turkey when you sent that to me.
I was not going to let that get by. I was very excited about Turkey Vision, which will hopefully be the name of the sequel series, right? They've got to bring this back, but just focus on Vision in a turkey suit. Just do that for us. Do it for us, would you please, Marvel?
That would be great.
But they were doing, you know, obviously those early episodes, the black and white stuff, it was like Dick Van Dyke and it was like Bewitched, of course.
Yes.
But then you get the Brady Bunch house, essentially.
Yeah.
They pretty much went full Brady for that 60s episode.
And then there was like, in the 90s episode, there was a nod to Full House. They were having a picnic by the gazebo and everything.
Yeah, yeah. They get into 80s, 90s stuff. Family ties, certainly. Even the credits. They did the painting the family, which they did for Family Ties in the opening credits one year.
I would say that, like, after the 90s one, I thought, oh man, I hope next week is The Office. And then it was. That felt so good.
Yeah, yeah. They did some Office or some Modern Family.
Yeah.
Like a documentary sort of format. Yeah, they did it all. Good job, Marvel people, once again. We're currently rewatching all the Marvel movies, the mayor and I. We're in the middle of a MCU rewatch.
I gotta go back and watch them. I haven't even watched them a first time.
Yeah, so. Most of them I had only seen once. So some of them I hadn't seen in, you know, over a decade.
And that's pretty sad, given that, like, if asked, well, not sad for you, like, for me, if you ask me DC or Marvel, I'm going to pick Marvel, and I still haven't watched all the Marvel movies.
Sure.
I'm a sorry excuse for a fan. That's what I am, Kevin.
So in addition to WandaVision, we've mostly just been watching Leave It to Beaver around here.
The original?
The original, yes.
Very nice.
Which I don't know if it's streaming anywhere, because we've got the giant DVD set. And yeah, a couple of years ago, we started watching Leave It to Beaver, which I loved. I watched it all the time as a kid, and it's mostly new to the mayor. She wasn't a lifelong Leave It to Beaver viewer, as I was. But they made so many of them. Like, there's 6 seasons, it's 230-something episodes. So it's been quite a journey. We're up to season 5 now of 6.
Oh, cruising right along then.
So we're getting there. And we've been ramping it up. It's like every day another episode or two of Leave It to Beaver, because we've got to get through this sometime in the next 5 to 7 years. You know, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So now we're up to like the later episodes where Beaver's getting older. He's not like a cute little kid anymore. His voice is deep. So it's just, you know, what are we doing? Eddie Haskell, 6.5 feet tall.
We've let this go on way too long, but we do not know how to stop, and so we will keep going.
So yeah, Leave It to Beaver. Highly recommended. And Facts of Life. Since we started our Backs of Life project here on the Flopcast, the mayor and I have continued just watching all the Facts of Life episodes.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, we're in season 2 now, so we just saw the introduction of Joe. You know, Joe shows up and they sneak off to a bar where our buddy Reb Brown, Captain America, is working the door. He's the bouncer.
Right.
But coming up in season 2 will be the next backdoor pilot, which we will be discussing on the Flopcast. So I was thinking, Cornflake, if you're up for some more Backs of Life, should we set this up for next week?
Oh, definitely.
All right, so here's the plan. If you missed our show like 3-4 weeks ago, we started our new project for the year, the Backs of Life, in which we are going to analyze every backdoor pilot episode of the Facts of Life, because there are a bunch of them. That's when they'd use an episode to just try to shamelessly launch a whole other sitcom. So the next one coming up is the Facts of Life Season 2, Episode 16. Title of the episode is Brian and Sylvia.
Got it.
So, Facts of Life people, if you want to watch along with us sometime over the next week, look that up. Facts of Life Season 2, Episode 16, Brian and Sylvia. If you can track it down, watch it, and we shall discuss. Or, don't watch it, because that's fine too.
Because we're going to talk about it anyway.
We'll just be goofing around next week, and it'll be fine if you saw it or not. Either way, the Facts of Life continues next week. Cornflake, before we wrap up our TV talk, you had one more for us, I believe?
Yeah, well, this isn't something I've been watching, but it's something that I have been counting down the days for, and it happens just a couple days now from when we record. Season 11 of Taskmaster is upon us. That's the show with Alex Horn and Greg Davis, the show that I'm obsessed with out of the UK.
It's another silly, crazy, goofy British game show, and that's your thing.
Oh, it is, big time. And this isn't going to be any old season because, as longtime listeners know, another favorite wacky panel show of mine out of the UK is Would I Lie to You? And one of the team captains on that show is the very funny Lee Mack. Well, Lee Mack is going to be one of the contestants on Series 11 for Taskmaster, and he is hysterical. I can hardly wait. So Taskmaster is back. I am so pumped.
And where do people find Taskmaster? I've never seen it, and I probably never will. But theoretically, if someone were to see
it... You can watch it on YouTube. They upload all the episodes. You can watch it for free.
All right, there you go. Join Cornflake in some British goofy stuff. Meanwhile, for this week, a quick plug for ESO Bored Silly, episode 12. Just came out. This is me and the rest of the ESO Network board of directors just goofing around, and it's a Patreon exclusive podcast. So if you support our ESO Podcast Network on Patreon, one of the perks of supporting the network is ESO Bored Silly, a monthly and very silly podcast. So check that out. Meanwhile, Cornflake, you know what? Let's just keep this short, keep it simple. Get us out of here.
Closing credits time. I got this. All right. Yeah. Flopcast.net is our website. We're on Facebook.com/Flopcast. On Twitter, where our handle is @Flopcast. We're even on Instagram. For real. We are the_Flopcast. Over on Apple Podcasts, you could leave us a rating and a review if you wanted to. We would love that. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Cornflake, did you know the drummer in the Sponge Awareness Foundation is named John Bermuda Sponge? That's true.
Wow.
Cornflake, thanks for joining me for a goofy little Flopcast. Everybody, thanks for listening to a very stupid, goofy little episode. Facts of Life next week. Meanwhile, this week, be safe, be good, be kind, be silly. We'll see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
What is the Soul Forge podcast? Join Sean and his guests as they talk about sex, geekiness, witchcraft, Star Trek, awkward dates, poetry, life, the universe, and everything else. Interviews have included writers, atheists, a rap star from Australia, a reality TV star, and a sex goddess from San Diego. If you have a story to share or just want to listen to one, check out the Soul Forge podcast. The Soul Forge. Let's find out together.
Oh, Cornflake, this is the secret after show once again. Hello.
Ooh, after show time.
It's just us. Last week, there was a guest on the after show, and the week before that, there was a guest on the after show.
Gonna be harder and harder to keep this a secret.
That's right. Why do we keep
it? More and more people seem to know.
What were we thinking? This is exactly how you don't keep a secret.
Doing so bad.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.